Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about clutter and depression. Have you ever wondered if there is a correlation with clutter and how you feel? Do you notice a change in your mood when you're surrounded by clutter? Have you tried to clear your clutter, but depression keeps you stuck? Let's begin our month as we focus on springtime and renewal.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
First, I have two announcements. Apparently, when you were signing up for my newsletter, it hadn't been working. I didn't know that was kind of a back end of the website deal, and I've just had my website upgraded, redone. Check it out. It actually looks really cool. By the time this airs, the landing page is the last thing we're working on. But apparently, it went to someone's Gmail account in Spanish. So if you signed up for the newsletter and didn't get your 10 free steps, I apologize. That's all been cleaned up. So if you're interested, please sign up. And the other thing I'm happy to announce is I'm going to be part of a telesummit on decluttering. This is my first one, and I'm super excited. And I will be speaking Monday, April 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern. If you go on my website under events, you can find out more information. It's free, and it'll tell you where you can sign up. So lots of good stuff. Check it out. Technically, it's spring here in Raleigh, although I have to tell you, I'm shooting this on a Saturday, and Thursday it was 75 degrees and I was in shorts, and it's Saturday afternoon and possibly we're going to have snow tonight or tomorrow. So all my daffodils are going to bite the dust, but we're going to go ahead and talk about spring anyway. While spring is really a wonderful time for many of us, it can also be hard with people who are struggling with depression. Clutter can cause depression, and depression can cause clutter. I say this almost every time I do a talk because I believe it's really important to recognize it. In doing some research, the UCLA report that I'm going to mention later in the episode might not agree with me, but you know I take a holistic view of clutter, and inside clutter is affected by outside and vice versa. So I do believe clutter can cause depression. Clutter causes a general dampening of brain function, among other things, and sitting and being surrounded by clutter day in and day out doesn't feel good. SAD, seasonal affective disorder, is a form of recurring depression in which the symptoms start and stop around the same time each year. Typically, they begin in fall or winter and subside in spring. But with about 1 in 10 SAD sufferers, the pattern is reversed, with depression returning in the spring or summer. If you have depression or clutter, you can get caught in a cycle. Clutter makes you depressed, and when you are depressed, you don't want to deal with it. It can be overwhelming and paralyze you. Several studies also support the idea of a strong link between clutter and depression, especially in women. In a 2012 UCLA study investigating the connection between clutter and depression, life at home in the 21st century, researchers found that women surrounded by too many physical objects in their homes had higher levels of cortisol, often called the stress hormone. Men, on the other hand, are not bothered much at all. But that doesn't mean that some men aren't bothered. So when you're listening or reading about a study, take it with a grain of salt and always bring it into your life and see, does this fit for me? Ask if it does, and if it doesn't, then let it go. If you are clinically depressed, I suggest seeing a licensed therapist or psychologist. This episode is not going to be able to support you if you have severe depression. I have been depressed in my life, but this was never to the point that I needed medical attention, so these suggestions are geared more towards those times in your life when you have feel depressed and unable to get a lot done. If you're feeling depressed now, know that it will pass. Again, unless it's severe depression where you need to seek medical attention. So, what can you do? Here are my suggestions. Number one, ask for support. Ask friends for help. What can your family or friends help you with? Make sure you are asking friends and family that are non-judgmental. It's really important. Some friends and family are great at certain things and not so great at other things. It's really important that they aren't going to judge you. So be very careful about who you select. Even if you're kind of at a low point, try and be really aware of who you're asking for support. You can also hire a professional organizer to remove the clutter for you and get organized. At this point, you probably won't be motivated to read a book or take a course. Interview and make sure you have the person that's the right fit for you. If you're struggling, ask a friend to be part of the process. Believe that you will find the right person to help you. And if you get some of that clutter cleared, that will help lift your mood. At least I believe so. You also have the option of seeking online support groups. There are some wonderful resources out there. I also suggest praying. This can have a spiritual or religious connotation to you, whatever you feel comfortable with. Pray to God, the goddess, universe, whatever is your term. Ask for help. When I was living in LA, I had a really awful job. I had a really good job that wanted to expand my horizons, which was not a smart move at the time, and then got another job, and I was miserable. I ended up working for a boss who I would literally spend hours trying to perfect an Excel spreadsheet on things that were like, you know what, kind of the important part is a report. Anyway, long story short, I was in the bathtub crying my heart out, and I just prayed. And I was like, you know what, I don't know what the next move is. I feel really stuck, and I was just miserable. And true story. So I had applied for a job months ago, and the woman said, oh my gosh, I love you, but we've already just hired the grant writer, and you are just, it's above your capability. You're too smart to be an assistant. And so I said, oh, too bad. Anyway, we hit it off. She called. I kid you not, within a day or two, saying, you know what, the grant writer has left. We'd like to bring you back in the interview for the grant writing position. I had never had an official writing position, but I knew how to write. I love writing. And so I ended up getting the job. And I think because one, I'd surrendered and I had asked for help. So believe in miracles and believe that things can happen. No, you are not alone. About 3.3 million American adults have depression, according to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. Again, even if it's just a short time and you feel really blue for a couple months, I really believe it supports and helps us when we know that we're not the only person that has this. We can keep ourselves isolated if we believe that we are the only one going through this. And again, there are support groups that you can seek out that might benefit you. And this kind of dovetails and leads into my next point. Know that there is nothing wrong with you. When I was depressed, I was angry with myself and felt like I should have been able to stop this. Why is this happening? What is wrong with me? There is nothing wrong with you. You aren't bad for feeling depressed. Don't make yourself feel worse than you already do. Can you get to a place of neutrality? Okay, I'm depressed. I'm not going to label it good or bad. I'm going to concentrate on how I can move forward.
Started to organize and got stuck? Need questions answered or customized solutions? Looking for a professional organizer to bounce ideas? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can help.
Make a list of all the ways you are awesome, because you are awesome in ways. Do not forget that. Ask friends and family to contribute. Look at this list every single day. Little shifts can add up into big shifts. Remember, we just take those baby steps and keep moving forward. Get moving, get some exercise. Many people believe that exercise is an antidepressant. You'll go on Google, Google's your friend, do some research and see what you find, but get moving. I know when I feel blue, if I get out and hike or go to the gym, I immediately feel better. Express yourself. Sorry, I know I can't sing, but trying to have some fun here. And if you have noticed and are wondering or watching this on YouTube, yes, there is turquoise in my hair. I do have fairy hair. And that's another thing. Go and have fun. Express yourself that way. Getting fairy hair gave me a complete total lift. I got turquoise, and Tony and I were out and looking at flooring, and the guy's like, did you know there was something in your hair? And I said, yes, it's called fairy hair, and it's supposed to be there. And everyone else was like, oh my gosh, that's great. Doing little fun things to express yourself, I think, are really important. So how can you do something about that? I also once read that depression is anger turned inwards. I personally believe that. Many times we have no idea how angry we really are. And it can be from something 5 years ago, 10 years ago that we didn't process. Remember, everything's energy. So if we intellectualize it and said, okay, that was really awful that Sue was so mean and nasty to me, but it might be held somewhere in our body. So we're holding on to these things that we aren't really aware of. So get in touch with that. Get in touch with your anger. If this resonates with you, because again, I know everyone is not going to agree with me, how can you express that anger? How can you express yourself? I had a friend, Stinky. He was one of my best friends in LA, and he took me kickboxing. And he got one of those things that he held so I could punch and kick it. To tell you, that's really fantastic. Doing different movement, breath work is really good. I do some breath work now. I know, oh, I'm feeling angry. Screaming, scream in your car if you have to. There are different ways you can get in touch with and express that anger. Now, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know this one is coming. A mindfulness practice. There are many ways to do this. Again, make it fun. How can you do this that's going to resonate with you, that's something that you'd enjoy and look forward to instead of something like, oh, I've got to cross it off the to-do list. Start getting in touch with the deeper you. The deeper you, your soul stuff, is never depressed. Your deeper self has that wisdom, has that knowledge, is in neutrality, doesn't see things as good and bad. So get in touch with her or him. Also, I'm going to suggest, see if you can find gratitude each day, because when you realize, even if you're bummed out, how much you have to be grateful for, that can really have a huge monumental shift on your mind. If you're depressed, you can say, okay, I'm grateful that I have this bed to sleep in, because I know that there are people that are homeless. I am grateful that I have food in my pantry and I don't have to go out and get something to eat. I am grateful that my friend called in and checked in with me today. So start building that muscle if you can. Also, people suggest to maintain your routine. So go to your monthly women's meeting. Try and keep up with the activities you do daily. Getting out and seeing others can be incredibly supportive, and doing routines don't let us slip into further depression. If you don't have a routine, consider making one. Okay, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to say something I am grateful for. I am going to do 15 minutes of walking around the block for exercise because that's what I can do right now. Whatever it is, start getting into a routine. Journal. I'm a huge fan of journaling and suggest that may help. That might help you be able to get in touch with your anger to see what it's really about. It might help you just vent, help you express sadness if that's what you're feeling. And sometimes I found that we start off with A, but it's really about B, C, or D. So journaling is a good tool to help you with that. Open up the windows and doors and get light and a breeze going. Nature definitely improves our mood. Try and bringing a little of it inside. Fresh air and sunlight do everyone good. That's why I'm excited for spring. Get outside if you can. I always try and spend a little bit of time in nature each day. That can really, just a little bit, can always shift our mood. When I'm really bummed out, I literally go hug a tree and I ask the tree to just absorb my sadness, my frustration, whatever's going on, and I always feel better. Do what makes you feel good. Once you take that first step to get going, you can build upon that. Put on music that makes you happy. Watch Robin Williams movies. He always cracks me up and I'm always going to laugh at that. If coloring helps you and maybe gets you going, do that. If you can muster up trying to cook a new dish, whatever it is that brings you joy, just take that first little step. Consider quitting sugar. Do your research, but a lot of people believe that sugar contributes to depression. They believe it lessens our ability to cope with anxiety and stress. I'm actually really impressed that I'm shooting the podcast right now because I am on day 11 of Whole 30. And I definitely recommend it. It's not for everyone. It was very beneficial to me. I didn't lose weight. I lost 4 pounds when I did it last year, which was really frustrating. However, I felt really great. I have seasonal allergies and they barely registered when I did it last year because here in Raleigh, the first 3 weeks in Raleigh, we were inundated with pollen. It's disgusting. It's like everything has a yellow coat and it's just nasty. I'm hoping that we have a lot of rain. However, doing this diet really helped me get through allergy season, and we adopted another cat. And so I'm still semi-allergic to cats. And so part of the reason to do the diet and the motivation was like, okay, we're going to have another cat in the house and obviously to get healthy. However, I can tell a difference now that I have cut out sugar. You have to read your labels because everything has sugar. So check that out. Do some research and see if cutting out sugar makes a difference for you. For my last and favorite one, adopt a pet. The true story is I was always super allergic to cats. I know we have three now. And I met my husband, I met Tony, and he had Joey. And after a couple of dates, I was like, gosh, I would never take a pet away from its owner. I would never ask him to do something. Because at the beginning, we could tell there was something special there. Go over, true story, I am armed with every holistic, every drug known to man for allergies, no issues. And thinking back now, especially that we have three lovely cats running around and ordering me and telling me what to do, I wish all the years that I was single that I would have had a pet, because I think it really would have helped my loneliness. And when you have to care for someone else, because remember, we're not in a place where it is something that we need medical attention or really need an intervention to help us with depression, pets always make you feel better. And I think any pet owner would agree with that. Now, I'm biased. I'm going to say go out and get a cat. However, if you're a dog person, there are lots of rescue groups everywhere all over the country that are doing amazing groups. They have foster parents who have helped socialize a pet. Your county shelter, check those out. Lots of good pets need a home. And, you know, I believe you get as much from the pet as they get from you. And we just adopted Athena. And so I had a healer come over and she said, you know, pets are put on the planet to help us. And I'd never heard that before. But, you know, the more I think about that, I really am starting to agree with that. And a pet will just enrich and immense your life tremendously. And if you, again, have to care for someone else, it's less likely, you know, okay, I've got to take care of myself to be able to take care of the pet.
Anxious, exhausted, stressed out, losing your mind, ready to get your life back. Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
If you know someone who's depressed, I have a few thoughts on that. If they've been depressed for a while, consider supporting them and saying, hey, maybe it's time to seek professional help. Don't judge. I say this all the time when I talk on this podcast. Honor them to feel how they are feeling. At that moment, they can't see the glasses half full, so don't tell them, see the glasses half full. Depression, I've read a little bit about it. My understanding, it's like if you got a cold. It is a physical medical condition, and that's like telling someone maybe that has cancer, hey, don't have cancer, get over it. So remember that. Don't judge them. Be the supportive system. If I mentioned earlier how I was like, oh my gosh, why can't I get out of this? What's wrong with me? Most likely your friend or family member might be feeling that as well. Simply be there. Let them cry on your shoulder. Offer to hold their hand. You don't have to talk. Ask what you can do to help and let them tell you. Don't offer advice. Listen to what they need to help them. Don't minimize their pain. Don't shame them and invalidate what they're experiencing and what they feel. That could cause them to feel shame. Again, we all experience life differently. Don't judge it. Don't tell them how they shouldn't be, and don't minimize it. And finally, as I touched upon a moment ago, don't offer advice. I know that this is challenging for me, although I come by it honestly because my father tends to give advice. And I do it because I want to fix something. If you're my friend and I can help, I want to change it. I want to make you better. I want to solve it. Ask how you can help. If they ask, offer and say what you believe is most important. Well, Jill, I really think what you think is most important, perhaps, and then you could offer your advice. Do it from a loving way. Take actions from today's podcast. Ask for support from friends and family. Be open to finding support online. Pray. Ask for guidance. Believe in miracles and watch for signs. Open up the windows and doors and let sun and wind into your home. If you can, get out in nature. Pick one item you can do right now, whether it is do some journaling, watch a funny movie, or pick an apple over a candy bar. On next week's episode, we're talking about pets. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.